Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 23rd of September, 2023. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is a beautiful, gorgeous West Coast day. Don't forget, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. So set your expectations low, as we always say. We're going to have a wonderful time today. Today is a special day. It is what I call Divorce Day. It is. Denise said to us as we were talking before we started, she goes, "This is a busy day for me." Denise is a family law attorney, Todd Kunin, former district attorney in Tennessee and in California, and former public defender, and an actor, might I add. And
a character as well.
Yeah, a character. Ooh. And he and Denise, whatever Denise says, Todd does the opposite. Whatever Todd does, Denise does the opposite.
I think Todd is such a jerk. Go, Denise.
I agree.
No, you gotta do the.
Sometimes I'm forced to agree with you.
That's
Todd.
That is true.
So anyway, we're gonna have some very interesting thing. A lot of divorce setups here. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. We're having a lot of fun here. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Go to RadioLawTalk.com and go to our disclaimers. And late at night, try around 10:30 at night after you turn the TV off. Just use that little light. You know, they've got those little lights that you can use. Or maybe just turn on your phone and read the disclaimers, and that'll put you to sleep. And so that's a good way to do it. We're going to talk about Google being sued. We've been talking about this one. This is a very interesting case, why Google is sued concerning its maps, Google Maps. This is very interesting. Now here comes the divorces. We're talking about Joe Jonas's divorce, Hugh Jackman's divorce, and then the latest on Kevin Costner's divorce. Then we break it up and talk about a Utah mom, the author. There's updates on that case. And then, should there be an age limit with judges or concerning their mental health? And we're going to talk about that. There's a 96-year-old judge. There's an issue. And then we're going to talk about Danny Masterson's wife filing a divorce and Ariana Grande filing for divorce. And then we got Starbucks, they're not fruity enough, or that's what the alleged lawsuit is claiming. So we're going to talk about that, and then after that we're going to do more cases or no cases. So things are rolling along. Denise, if you want to email us or call us, Denise, what's the phone number?
It's 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. We want to hear from you.
And our email is info@radiolawtalk.com. Now, those of you, there's many of you who hear us here and have said their friend, they've told us, hey, our friends can't hear you. Where are you located? Here, there, what state? Well, first of all, tell your local affiliates to add us. And by the way, I've just got an email. I haven't told you guys this. We may have a number of affiliates, it looks like they are saying they're going to add us, and they're excited about adding us. The other thing that's interesting is just go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can hit listen live at any time. And on our website, you can go back to the old shows, which we call our podcast. But everyone's like, you do a podcast. No, we do a live show, and it's put on as a podcast later. And you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and do a search for a certain topic. And it'll take you to that actual, not only topic, but to that show. Maybe the show was 3 years ago we talked about that. So,
or six.
Oh, yeah, six. We've been doing this 6 or 7 years. Six and a half.
Almost 7. February,
wow.
I think.
Wow.
Is
seven. 7 years. That's a long time. Look at Cal's beard has grown much longer since that. we're having a good time. Okay, but you know, the thing I want to bring up also is. Denise, Todd, anything exciting happen this week or this weekend, or is it just the same old boring lives?
For me, same old boring life. Mm-hmm. Same old boring life. Not a whole lot has happened.
That's good news, though. At my age, that's good news, Denise. And you're taking.
I've just been busy, because I'm getting ready to do a little travel, and I'm excited and ready.
And your Oregon Ducks are playing who today?
They're playing Colorado.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Deion Sanders. In Oregon or Colorado?
I think it's in Eugene, isn't
it? It's in Hudson. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a home game.
Okay, that's going to be a good one to watch.
It's going
to
be fun. It's at 12:30 ABC.
Okay, that's
not
Pacific
that we're
time.
Plugging the game, but watch it.
Pacific time. All right,
I love it. That's
like
great.
That.
Yeah,
well, cool. Appreciate it.
We're plugging the Ducks. Or plucking the Ducks.
hey.
We'll move on from that one.
All right, well, okay. I think the Ducks are looking at those two options and thinking, we don't like either one of them. I don't want to be plugged.
For that one, let's just say email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Tell us your name, your address, and your size, and a shirt size, and we will send you. What are we doing today, son? your shirt size, we will send you a free shirt. The first one that emails us.
And by the way, this is not just a T-shirt. This is a golf-style fancy shirt with a logo.
Oh, we're going to do the fancy one?
Yeah, let's do the good one. Yeah, come
on. You're going to do like a Port Authority like button-down one?
Yeah, it's like a polo. Right. It's really nice.
Oh, you're going to do a polo. Okay, we're going to, Cal Hunter says we're doing the nice polo that says Radio Law Talk that's embroidered on the shirt. That's a good one, Cal.
It is good. It's a good shirt. They look good, and they are very durable, and you'll be proud to wear Radio Law Talk among your friends.
All right, let's do that. So you email it, info@radiolawtalk.com.
Put in the subject line, put shirt. Just put that.
Shirt. But they sent and said, okay, yes, I would love one. Here's my address. XXX or small?
Petite, what do you want?
I'll send a small and a triple X.
Yes, we have a lot of triple X. So.
Shirts, I mean.
All right,
that's from our Radio Law Talk After Dark collection.
Wow.
Here we go.
Let's get it started. We probably don't have time to answer, but let's get it started.
Yeah, I'll get you started. 1992. 18-year-old John Thompson was working on his family farm in Iowa unloading pig feed when he stepped too close to an auger, and it sucked him in and tore off both of his arms, tore his arms right off his body. Now, they were both reattached. But this is both a sad and amazing story. He was working on his own when it happened, so there was nobody to call for help. Of course, he couldn't call on his cell phone because he didn't have any arms. So, you know, it sounds terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
He made it to the house.
This is very humorous.
Yeah. Made it to the house, opened the door with his chin, went over there, got a pencil in his mouth, and called 911, and then promptly passed out. And when it was all done, his family said, you know, the manufacturer should have guards on that harvesting device, and they should have screens to keep people's bodies out. I don't know. So they reached out to Massey Ferguson via their lawyer and said, we think we have a lawsuit against you. And that's what Massey Ferguson said. Oh, really? Do you have a case or no case? So that's the real question. Again, this is 1992 in Iowa. Arms were reattached. But this young man, to his credit, what a brave guy, John Thompson, said, look, I hate what happened to me, but I'll be candid with you. The accident has defined the rest of my life.
Well, not only that, what could have been avoided. And that's really not fair to you, Denise, because you got Todd and I. Myself, I'm a personal injury lawyer. Todd does do personal injury now, too. So you got guys that are... that means Todd will probably lose.
Yes, it does.
All right, we come back. We're going to figure out the case of the Iowa individual that lost both his arms. And by the way, my uncle lost his arm in a kind of similar farm accident.
Wow.
But many years ago. He is in his 90s now.
Now, Denise, if you win because of the odds against you, double points for you.
All right. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The answer to case or no case is coming right up.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What has that got to do with anything?
Everything.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Two things during the break. Number one, I noticed the zingers sitting on the chair next to me.
I feel like a drug dealer.
That Todd Cuden has brought in. And one is missing, but two are still sitting there. And he knows that I'm on my intermittent fasting. I can't eat till noon. And it's 9:20 and 16 seconds. I'm dead.
I'll just hide them underneath.
Oh, there we go.
So keep you won't hidden. Be able to see. Now it's now like you don't I even know see. They're there
yeah,
until I go to eat one.
What, my grapes don't entice you?
No. Well, anyway.
Alex, I'll take statements from the Garden of Eden for $3,000, please.
Is that a double jeopardy?
What the fig is going on here?
So, no, but I do. Your muffin looks pretty good.
Cal, if we do not have that saved as a soundbite,
yes.
this show is just...
Okay, let's write it down.
We're useless, aren't we?
The date is 9/23/2023.
And make a note that we're 21
sound
minutes in.
Sound by 21 minutes in. Okay. Yeah.
What, my grapes don't entice you?
Stop. Okay, come on, let's go back, Cal. Okay. Stop laughing.
Tragedy in Iowa. A young man is sucked into a machine with an auger as he was trying to clear it, and it pulled his arms right off his body.
No.
His arms were put back on, surgically reattached, not fully functional, but he has them, which was more than he had before, obviously. And then the question is, did he sue Massey Ferguson, the farm implement dealer who made the machine because they did not provide adequate safeguards, warnings, etc.? That was the core issue in this. Case or no case? And Denise, you get double points, so the pressure's on you. You get to go first.
Yeah, she has to go first.
It could have been altered, too. You know, it was an auger. And augers are the ones that dig holes real deep,
no,
right?
The answer is yes or no.
Yeah.
Having an auger in something that you put, like it could be like a machine that you just drop something into it and there's the auger inside of it.
Instead of a conveyor belt, the lips on the auger pull the material in.
Pull the material in, yeah.
So like an Archimedean screw only sideways.
Yeah, it's like a screw, yeah.
And he had his arms reattached in 1992.
Yeah, actually 93 when they got it done. Took him a little while to finish the surgeries. So what do you think, case or no case?
Well, I think it would be a really good case. I think he would have, if they didn't have any protective gear on the auger, I do think that would be a really good case, but something is telling me that it's not a case, and I'm just going to go with my gut.
All right. Denise going with her grapes. Fred, what do you think? Case or no case?
It's a case, and there are issues with having guards on particular things, and not only that, there's warning labels that need to be on there also. So I believe that this is a case. It occurred. I'm going to say he won, and it's probably a precedent-setting a case about whatever that manufacturer type of I don't know what type of auger it is, but they have to have all types of guards, not just guards. There's got to be areas where they can hit shutoffs. So say you're reaching in there, you have your arms going, oh crap, I'm going in. Yet there's got to be a shutoff that you can hit right there as you're going in.
But a lot of farmers say, well, I took that junk off. Well, I mean, they do.
Well, that's a different thing.
That makes a good point about it possibly being modified. I'm
not
selling
anything. Now, if it's modified, he didn't say that. So modified is a different story. If it was modified, then he would probably lose.
Okay, Todd, that's where Fred is. He's saying it's a case because, look, they didn't do their diligence or their proper duty, shall we say. What do you think about this?
Was this his farm he owned, the auger,
yep.
Or was he working for somebody else?
Family farm, mom and dad.
Family farm, mom and dad.
He was 19, yeah.
Okay. I got to be honest. I agree with Denise. I think that this is as tragic as it is. I think it's a true story. And I have no doubt that maybe they contacted Massey Ferguson, but I don't think that this resulted in a lawsuit being filed.
Okay, let me ask you this. If it were your child, do you think you would exhaust every remedy possible to you, including going to see... a lawyer like
did
that?
You say this was in Idaho?
Iowa.
Iowa, okay. Because I know you're from Idaho. I'd say it might be someone you might have known.
Feet. Okay, let me tell you.
Let's go through this.
Yeah. It's interesting because I have a friend of mine who in the state of Idaho was pulled into a cherry picker, almost killed him.
Wow.
And then I have another friend of mine in the state of California that was pulled into a corn harvester, almost killed. And so, you know.
And this was an auger used to
transport. Nice to be your friend, huh?
So the pig feed, like you're familiar with the silage pig.
Right.
So they would dump the silage in a trailer, go over to this auger, dump the material into the auger, would pump it up into the holding area for the pig farm. So, yeah, it was a pretty complex piece of equipment. And so you say no case.
I say no case.
Denise, you say no case.
I say case.
Fred says case. Well, here's the story. This is an absolutely true story. You can look it up. You can see the pictures of the poor guy with scar tissue from his elbows up over his shoulders. And as far as I could tell, and I researched it and made a couple of phone calls to Iowa as well, no lawsuit was ever filed.
Wow.
What was filed was a major insurance claim, which Massey Ferguson paid, and a disability claim. So this young man has disability.
Wait a minute.
And that has to be a case.
That's a case. Let's back up. That's a case. Yeah,
no,
that's,
they didn't file it through a lawyer. They just filed it through the insurance
company. They paid on it, so that's a case.
But it wasn't a lawsuit. They tendered a claim to the insurance company. It was uncontested. They paid. I don't think that's a case.
Yeah, they paid the limit of the policy.
Oh, so no case was filed, but they settled.
But they paid a limit to the policy. They said, you're right, it's a legitimate claim. And
I didn't bring a case, but I settled with the insurance company with my lawyer prior to it.
Wait.
Didn't have a lawyer.
Nobody knows that the lawyer was.
Did they have a lawyer?
His mom and pop called the insurance agent who was in their town. He advocated for them, went to the state. And by the way, I think out of this came at least a proposal to establish a farm disability fund in Iowa. I don't know if they did
I'm researching this during the time period.
I can tell you the guy's name. His name is John Thompson. The year is 1992. And as near as I can tell, no case was filed. And like I said, I looked it up and Googled it pretty extensively and made a couple of phone calls, called a friend of mine back there, and we just don't know. So, yeah, we know that no legal case was filed, but insurance claim was.
So that's all right.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right, we'll be back after this. Cal, just take us out.
Yeah, I will. And I will tell you.
Can't hear you. Go ahead.
We're having a case or no case next hour, and that will be a guy in Flathead Lake, Montana, who said, you can't call me. I'm really dead. That's coming up on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. It'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far, the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a government shutdown. I'm John Schaefer.
States of emergency have been declared in Maryland and Virginia due to Tropical Storm Ophelia, which is forecasted to bring heavy rains and dangerous storm surges to the mid-Atlantic. Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early this morning with winds of about 70 miles per hour. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@RadioLawTalk.com.
.com.
All right, Cal. That's why we're lawyers.
Why are you lawyers?
We know research. Yeah. Let me tell you the facts of that case.
Okay. I told you the facts of the case, but I didn't give you good information on the follow-up.
Yeah. Of what happened.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So what happened, and this sounds reasonable. This, by the way, happened in North Dakota, not in Iowa.
Well, then you got a different guy, because mine was Iowa.
Those are the same name, same guy, same arms.
1992?
Yep, 1992, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
It could have been, it says everything's North Dakota.
Fair enough.
Okay,
right.
So let's just go through. So what happens is, instead of suing manufacturers, he sued his father for the injuries, and the father, because the father owned the farm,
right.
He sues the father, he wins the case against the father for $3 million, and this is both arms, this is the same name guy.
By the way, both arms at the shoulder, his arms were gone.
What was his last
name?
It was John Thompson, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's the same guy, and his dad's name was Larry, so he sues Larry. And he wins, and then the insurance company tells Dad, sorry, we're not covering you. So, in essence...
So that's where that came about
what happened there is they sued the insurance company saying, you have to cover me. The dad did, saying, okay, I'm got to pay my son, you got to cover me, and that was appealed, and apparently that got all settled somehow. So there is actually, I got the case number, it was 2000 ND192.
And this is probably where I got goofed up. The article that I read on it was just what I told you, Iowa,
right.
1992,
right.
And I searched in Iowa court cases, federal court cases, state, nothing showed up but the insurance claim
North Dakota.
The news stories. So,
North Dakota.
Wow.
It's called the Center Mutual Insurance insurance company versus Larry Thompson. So that is Larry Thompson,
so you
the
win.
Father.
So you get a point. And by the way, remember,
2 points.
Farming is dangerous. So 2 points for Fred.
Two
farming
points
is dangerous,
me.
And don't modify the equipment. Those guards.
Well, and here's the thing I'm thinking, Cal.
Yeah.
That is such a big case. And by the way, he won $3 million in whatever, 92 or whatever. Not in the 90s, that was pretty good money.
Good money.
Out of the, you know, farming communities, that's a lot of money.
You bet.
It was ugly.
So Fred made his case. Now I'm going to make mine.
Go
ready?
Ahead. I'm ready. Go.
He did not sue the manufacturer. So it's not a case against the manufacturer. Todd and I are good, too.
I'm going to give all of you 2 points because of the confusion over the location. It's the only fair thing. Denise gets four because I told her she got double,
which
means she's going to put 2 points up at risk on our next case.
He gave you. You think you had it in the bag. So now you could lose your points next time.
Only two.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about Google being sued for not updating its maps. This is one of the most interesting stories I've read. So here's a father. A father goes to a party, and by the way, I'm gonna turn most of it over to Todd because he read the actual complaint. He goes to this party with his kids, and it is in North Carolina. And on the way back, he goes a different route, supposedly, and apparently it takes him on a route. And this is why I'm going to say apparently, because Todd's going to bring an issue up, that takes him over a bridge that's been abandoned and collapsed, and he crashes down into the 20, 30 feet, it's not super deep, down, and submerges in water and dies. Okay? And Todd said it best, which I saw. I looked at the pictures. I looked it up. This is, I wouldn't call this a bridge. It's like, and it's apparently on a private farm or private property that they abandoned it and went bankrupt, and it was kind of a pseudo bridge slapped together going over this little dinky creek. So it's not like a bridge you're thinking of, some major bridge. Go look at the pictures, those of you on Radio Law Talk, and it's in North Carolina Mountain View area. And it's literally, what do you think, Todd? The bridge is 20 feet long, you know?
Maybe. Maybe it's 30. It's in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah, Hickory, North Carolina. So he is now suing Google Maps the family's claiming that Google Maps took him over this abandoned bridge. Now, I'm going to bring up a few things really quick and then roll into it, Todd. And Denise, you comment too. The one thing is there were no barriers there. Now, this is, mind you, was private property, apparently. No barriers, no cones, no nothing. And this bridge had been out for about 8 or 9 years. Todd, take it from there.
Yeah, so on the night of the incident, you had mentioned that there was this birthday party. And here's a couple of facts that are interesting, that are important here. The birthday party was being held in this house that was in this specific subdivision, that there's really only one way in and out of that subdivision. And the decedent, the guy who died, he lived about, I want to say, between 4 and 5 miles away from this. Now, on the night of, his wife went to the party to help set up while he stayed at his house getting his two daughters ready to take to the party. He then loads his daughters up in the car, drives to the party, a house in the complaint that he had never been to before, and he arrives safely with his two daughters at the house. The party goes.
Thank heavens, yeah.
The party goes, and at the end of the party, it was a birthday party for kids. At the end, the wife takes the two girls home, and he stays to help clean up. So he's driving alone as he goes home. And the way it works, when you come out of this subdivision, you're going to hit a T in the road as you're taking the only way out. If you turn right, you go up to the highway, come around, and he would make it home safely. If you go left, it takes you on this road that eventually goes over this little bridge that was washed out. He took a left, went over, crashed, and died.
Went off the bridge and drowned, right?
Well, there was no bridge there at all. It was like just goes and he went straight into the water.
Oh.
Now,
I wonder what he's. I know it's nighttime, right?
Yes.
But how do you not see that? Was he like looking down?
Well, they said it was a stormy night, and that's why the party was being held. They were going to go camping because the storm was so bad. They decided to do a makeshift thing in the backyard of this house that was over in this area. But here's the point that I have, because the complaint alleges that Google Maps selected the route that he was to drive and that it took him over this bridge. Well, if he had never been to the house where the party was when he took his daughters from his house to the party, I think it's safe to assume, if he uses Google Maps, that he was using Google Maps to get there. And we know he got there safely, which means one of two things happened. Either Google Maps took him along a route that did not include that bridge, or it took him on a route that included the bridge. He came up to it, realized it was out, went back and found another way to get to the house. If that's the case, he knew the bridge was out. If it's the other, I find it hard to believe that Google Maps in this route would send him to the house one way, but then send him a different way going home unless he went in, and you can do this on Google Maps, and changed the route to one that he thought was...
We're not saying he did. You're just questioning.
It's questioning. Because with the bridge being out, taking the other route, the more circuitous route, it adds about a mile to your trip. Mm-hmm. And so I could see why you'd say, well, why am I going this way? Why don't I just take the shortcut? And which would take me over the bridge that wasn't there. And so there's that issue.
But Google knew of this problem. Actually,
their argument is,
there were people that had notified Google in 2020,
right,
2 years before, about them still having this route on their map when the bridge had been out for 6 years.
They were looking into it. Said they were looking into it, right?
And on that note, here's where Google may have a real issue. I don't know if you've ever used Google Street View. I love Street View because you can get right down, and you'll see these cars going through, Google cars going through your neighborhoods along the streets. They have a big camera. And what they're doing is documenting the route so that you can literally on Google go on the Street View and see what the neighborhood, what the street looks like from the point of view of the vehicle. Well, on Google Street View in 2012, when the bridge was still there, you can get on Google Street View, follow this route, and cross the bridge.
Oh.
In 2019, which is the most recent, Google Street View doesn't have any images up to about 300 yards before the bridge, which means that the Google driver knew he couldn't get across the bridge. That's why they don't have images.
Yeah.
So Google knew from their driver the bridge was out.
Allegedly did. That's what they're saying. But here's the deal. We also... got to mention, Google is the big name.
There's
a number of other people that have been sued, not just Google. When we come back, we're getting into some divorces. This is the divorce night, day. I'm sorry, it's 9 to noon Pacific time. We're going to talk about some divorces. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations across the country, coast to coast and border to border. And we thank you.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Opportunity.
That is Irma Dodo.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, we got some interesting things happening here. We've got a number of divorces we're going to talk about. One of the more interesting ones, Sophia Turner, who, if you don't know, is the Game of Thrones actress, among other things, and her husband, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, make a wonderful couple, have two beautiful daughters. Apparently dated for about 3 years, then got married, I think, in 2020, approximately. Or is that when they met in 2020? But around that time, 2000, maybe 23, just out of the blue, boom, we're getting a divorce. So what happens, Denise? What's going on with this divorce?
So they have two very young children. And Sophie Turner just filed a lawsuit in New York against Joe Jonas for the quote-unquote return of the children to England. And he's like, this isn't a good way to start a co-parenting relationship, right? And, I mean, the youngest one, I think, is 3 years old, and then the youngest one is only 14 months. So she alleges that at the end of 2022 that they had decided to buy their forever home in England, and that in April they had begin the purchase of the home. But it seems to me like they haven't yet lived in that home. And Joe Jonas has the passports and has custody right now. Custody possession is maybe more of a word of the children and so in New York. So that's why she filed in New York. But I think Sophie's going to lose because there's a thing called home state.
I was going to say, they're born in the United States. Right?
Well, it's not the birth. It's where do they reside for the last 6 months before the petition was filed.
Okay.
And that is what sets the home state. Well, they never moved to England. And even if they had in April, that would mean that she couldn't file until October for them to have residency, if you will, or home state in England.
Yeah, and these younger, they're in Miami is where they basically lived, and they're born in the United States. And how do you just uproot them and take them to England? That's bizarre.
Yeah, well, and then she alleges that Joe Jonas abducted the children. And again, is a very strong word. It has a very specific meaning in the law. Abduction is under the Hague Convention, against abduction of children. And there's a very specific thing that has to be. You have to have an order. So if you're going to abduct a child, as a parent, you are doing that against an order already. And so abduction is not the right type of a word here either. So anyway, I don't know exactly why she filed in New York. Maybe that's because that's where he's at right now, but their home state would be
Florida. Isn't he touring
Florida
right now?
Yeah, he's on tour, and he claims that they agreed that the girls would go on tour with him because during the day he's able to take care of them, and in the evening is when he's doing his concert stuff. And she apparently is filming right now. I guess she must be from England. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she's from, okay. Here's the other thing that's interesting is. Sophia Turner claims that this breakdown of their marriage happened, and I quote, very suddenly after an argument on August 15th. So, and it just, boom, just happened all of a sudden. And she claims, now she's claiming this, which Joe Jonas says is not true, he just upped and filed divorce and filed the papers or whatever.
Yeah, and she found out in the media.
Yeah, from the media she's claiming. And Joe goes, no, we've talked about this before. We're going to separate and we're going to do this. So, but there's a lot of things going back and forth. But at first it sounded like it was amenable. And we've got the kids. We're going to think about the kids. And I always say, and the joint statement from the two of them, let me read the joint statement. After 4 wonderful years of marriage, we have mutually decided to amicably end our marriage. They both share that they share on their Instagram. And then I put notes down, my notes. My note says, not when you got kids involved, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he did file in Miami, and Miami has a similar restriction. You cannot relocate with the children from the state pending an order, right? You just can't. So she wants, she can't do.
Well,
that is a similar restriction, by the way, in California.
But the thing is, Denise, who knows this, she's claiming she wants them permanently in the UK. I don't see that ever happening. Permanently over there. So I don't know, but she's trying to claim, oh, we had an agreement. There was, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, yeah, I still think U.S. citizens lived. They've never really lived in England. You can say whatever you want about what you want as the future or what you guys agree on. I don't think at least the judge right now is going to do anything other than keep them where they are. And I don't know where she's filming. Is she filming in the States or is she filming in England? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's called Dark Phoenix is the movie, and I'm sure Todd will be able to figure that one out.
But where are they filming Dark Phoenix, I guess, is the question. So we got to figure out where they're filming Dark Phoenix. All right, and let's before we jump to Hugh Jackman, really quick, let me just make sure I had this. I want to make sure you guys know we do have someone that emailed me and said, "Hey, I'm here." Oh my gosh, I can't find it now. But we already got an email. Someone who emailed first. We got a number. Oh, here it is. A guy by the name, an individual. I don't want to give his last name. Named Gary. Said, I want a T-shirt. So he said, I want a T-shirt, Cal.
We can do that.
We'll save a T-shirt.
Hey, my budget's safe now.
Yeah, but here's the best part about Gary. Thank you very much for doing this. What did I say? Give me your address, size. Yes. This is Gary. I'm large. I'm a large size. All right. What's your address? All right. So anyway, Gary, thanks for doing that. Hugh Jackman. Now, this was another shocker, Denise. Now, Deborah Lee Furness. Now, we talked about this last week,
mm-hmm.
about Hugh Jackman after being married for 27 years. He and his wife are getting a divorce, and apparently she's the one that filed for the divorce. I didn't realize there was such a difference in age. I guess Hugh Jackman's 49 and she's 57. And they have how many kids? I can't remember how many kids. Oh, she's 67. He's 54.
Right. And their kids are all adults already.
Adults. That's right. The last one just turned
18, I believe.
Right. But here's a couple of interesting things. They talk about they're going to and what this is the update. They're going to talk about they're going to do the best they can to amicably split the proceeds of what they own down the middle, 50-50. Apparently, what I understand about a number of different, you know, news organizations said they're worth about $290 million together, but and then one says most of that's his. That he's made. Apparently, she was pretty well known in her day in Australia, mm-hmm. but well, they're saying they've got a $38.9 million place in Manhattan. They've got a place in the Hamptons. They've got a number of places in Sydney. So it's going to be interesting to see how they break all this up. A lot of it, Denise, they have to sell it, don't they?
No, not necessarily.
How do they break up a 40 million dollars?
Where they filed. Where did they file? What state?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, if it was in California.
It's probably not.
I don't think it is. But if it is in California, which is a community property state, everything that they acquired during the marriage will be divided. And it doesn't have to be put up for sale and money's divided. It can be in kind, meaning he could take the Manhattan property, she could take the Hampton property. Just as long as they agree to it and it's somewhat equal, it can happen.
In 2010, Men's Health estimated Hugh is worth net $257, he himself. Wow.
Million?
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah,
is that million?
$257 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know how much of that. I mean, they're going to claim they say it's both theirs, right? But it sounds like he made a buck or two in X-Men.
Okay, I'm not bragging, but mine's $75.
I'm
not bragging.
That's close. That's close. We come back, hour two. We're going to do another case or no case. And then latest on Kevin Costner's divorce. There's some updates. This is interesting.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program continues right after this.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.